Currently, California has set bail statewide at $0 for misdemeanors and low-level felonies. The idea, put into law 2 months ago, was to reduce the population in jails for fear they'd become hotbeds of infections. And even though some state prisons and jails have done just that, the bail order is set to end on June 20th. Today, state judicial leaders are considering ending it early. The California Judicial Council said the bail order kept 20,000 suspects out of jail while they await trial. But the president of the state's Police Chiefs Association praised the reconsideration, noting that chiefs feared the bail rule, quote, would result in inappropriate early release of potentially dangerous offenders, unquote. A number of law enforcement leaders publicized cases where suspects were released without bail and quickly arrested again. But statistics show that crime rates have not notably increased. Jonathan Underland is spokesman for the End Money Bail campaign. He said the zero bail order would end, quote, at a time when the racial and economic injustice of wealth-based incarceration is crystal clear, unquote. Voters will have the chance in November to consider a ballot measure that would decide whether to replace the current money bail system. Yesterday afternoon, BART officials released a statement saying that another of their employees had tested positive for the coronavirus. KLW's Joshua Sorodiak has more.
While this employee worked in stations and on BART trains, BART officials say that they did not have direct contact with the public. The last day the employee worked was Sunday, and they are currently in quarantine. Officials also say that the employee wore a mask and gloves during their shifts and adhered to social distancing guidelines. BART says that they are utilizing contact tracing and that all employees who came into contact with the infected worker have since been quarantined for testing. This was the first employee in a public-facing role to test positive for the virus. However, according to the statement, two other workers with positions behind the scenes contracted coronavirus in recent weeks. BART says both workers have since recovered. The BART system has been engaged in enhanced cleaning practices to disinfect train cars and stations. These include using a disinfectant fog on all in-use cars every 24 hours and wiping down all high-touch surfaces at least 6 times per janitorial shift. All stations are cleaned multiple times each day. BART has faced a drastic decrease in ridership due to the coronavirus, and as a result, trains are not running as frequently. Trains are now running every 30 minutes on weekdays, and service ends at 9 p.m. every night. Weekend service now begins at 8 a.m. I'm Joshua Sorodiak, KALW News.
The San Francisco mayor's office announced yesterday that they're issuing temporary outdoor dining permits to restaurants. KALW's Imran Ali Mullick tells us more.
It's called the Shared Spaces Program, allowing restaurants that have sit-down service to temporarily offer outdoor dining. Restaurant owners can now log on to sf.gov/sharedspaces to obtain a free, expedited permit that allows them to use sidewalks, parking lanes, and parks to accommodate restaurant goers. Mayor London Breed said that this program is intended to help small businesses, workers, and residents who are ready to safely sit outside and enjoy a meal. Restaurants and patrons will have to follow the existing guidelines as well as some new ones. For example, customers will be expected to wear masks until they're seated and then put them back on if they need to use the restroom. Tables must be limited to 6 customers unless they are members of a single household. Furniture must go back inside every night and there must be a 6-foot-wide travel path left for pedestrians. The city says that since social distancing requirements are expected to continue until there is a vaccine, the Shared Spaces program gives San Francisco a way to help its restaurant business. Starting Monday, retail businesses and storefronts can also apply to be a part of the Shared Spaces program. Permits that are approved will be valid until the end of December 2020. I'm Imran Ali Malik, KALW News.